Jeffrey Deaver is a number one international best-selling author of over 40 suspense novels and has received literally dozens of international awards. He has well over a dozen novels featuring Lincoln Rhyme, and tonight we're going to talk about his latest novel in that series. It is titled The Cutting Edge. Jeffrey Deaver,
hi there.
I'm delighted to welcome you back to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you.
The latest novel in your Lincoln Rhyme series, The Cutting Edge. Would you start us off with just a brief description of who Lincoln Rhyme is, along with his partner?
Lincoln Rhyme was the character I created about 20 years ago in the first book in the series, The Bone Collector. And he is unique. He was head of the New York City Police Department Forensics Unit, the crime scene unit. And he was injured on a scene, very badly injured. He became a quadriplegic, paralyzed from the neck down, and was basically facing a very empty life. But then he got back into what we could call the consulting business, sort of like Sherlock Holmes, a consulting detective, and continues to work for the NYPD. The reason I created him was that I thought I would try something a little different because I had seen many typical action heroes in movies and books. And you know, at the last climactic scene, they hit a gun somewhere and they remember where the gun is and they shoot the bad guy, or they have a kind of joke that, you know, the bad guy punches the hero and he has a recovered memory that his father taught him to kickbox when he was 10 and that was all repressed. And then he beats up the bad guy. You know, I've written scenes like that. There's nothing wrong with it. But isn't it more exciting if the villain is defeated because the hero outthinks him, not find the gun? And it was an experiment for me. And, I mean, it was, I have to say, a little dicey to create a character that was so improbable in terms of an action novel hero. But fans loved him. And the movie came out, and more people loved him. And so I've continued the series. The Cutting Edge is the 14th in the series.
Yes. Right, well, so The Cutting Edge, the title of this latest Lincoln Rhyme novel, does have a double meaning. So want to tell us about that, please?
Sure. First of all, I guess we can say I do like to keep readers on the edge of their seats because the books move very quickly. They're very fast-paced. All of my books take place over just a few days and lots of reversals and so forth. They also have hooks, or I should say they have themes that each one looks at. For instance, my book, The Steel Kiss, a few years ago, the theme was the dangers of smart products. Smart products are Wi-Fi-enabled products that can be hacked quite easily, cars and appliances and tools and things like that. Well, The Cutting Edge, the hook, is the diamond industry. And, of course, The Cutting refers to a diamond cutter, a young man, Vimal Lahori, who has witnessed a terrible crime and who is escaping now from the killer. And the edge part, of course, refers to he's kind of on the edge of making decisions about his life. And there's another, yet a third edge, which I can't go into because it's a big twist toward the end of the book that has to do with New York City. But I want to keep the readers in suspense on that theme a little bit. So basically, that's the genesis of the book and where we go.
I am curious, because there are so many layers, twists and turns, what was the very first embryonic idea that started this novel? Is that possible to say?
Sure, yeah. It really came out of two things. One, from some years ago, I wrote a James Bond novel. I was asked by the Ian Fleming Estate to write a novel that featured James Bond. As your listeners may know, Ian Fleming passed away many years ago. But the family, the estate, has asked authors from time to time to write a James Bond book. And as part of that process, I reread all the original books. And he wrote a book called Diamonds Are Forever, a James Bond thriller. Diamonds Are Forever, of course, being the great phrase that the Beers Diamond Company created. After World War II, there was a big slump in diamonds. People just weren't interested in them. And so they created the idea of basically pushing diamonds as the engagement ring. That was not uncommon before World War II, but the Beers needed to start moving their inventory, and they created the wonderful phrase, diamonds are forever, in advertising, which I think has been rated the number one advertising slogan ever. And so the diamond sales picked up. Well, Ian Fleming used that as the title of the book, and I thought, well, you know, I think diamonds, that might be something I should write about. And then a few years later, the movie Blood Diamond came out, with Leonardo DiCaprio, which I saw, and I thought it was a very good film. And I said, okay, that's it. Now I want to write a book about diamonds, but I don't want to do blood diamonds. I don't want it to be geopolitical. I want it to be a typical sick and twisted Deaver book. And so I created this villain called the Promiser, who tracks down the engaged couples, or tries to. And so that's where the book came from.
When you create a name, especially a character who's going to be in a series, what do you want that name to say? What do you want it to speak to in readers?
I think the most important thing is that it's a memorable name. So I mentioned James Bond. Ian Fleming wanted a name that was completely bland. That's why he picked James Bond. I want a name that stands out a bit and yet doesn't really convey anything about the character. You know, like, I'm just making this up, but, you know, Rocky Stone, the hard-boiled detective. Well, that's, you know, the name kind of reflects his personality. That's a little cliched. We don't want to do that. But I think basically I like the fact that Dance, Catherine Dance, stands out. You don't really hear that as a name very much. And Lincoln Rhyme, also Rhyme, oh, that's something unusual. You don't really see that too often. And I'll be honest with you, I breed and show dogs. And I had a German Shepherd, the love of my life, many years ago. And he fell ill, and I took him to the vet, and the vet's name was Rhyme. So I sort of, as an homage, and Gunner, my dog, was fine. The condition was cured. But I thought, well, as an homage to my veterinarian, that's the name I'm going to pick. So I wish I could say there was some great, you know, literary significance to it. But for any listener out there who likes dogs, I think they will appreciate it.
I do want to know what's next, of course.
Working on three projects right now, three novels right now. One is another Lincoln Rhyme that will be out in a few years. And we've had, I think, three of Lincolns in a row. We're going to take a little break. And I'm working on a Catherine Dance book as well. And then a big mystery book, because I'm a suspense writer. I can't give away any information on it, but I think readers are going to like it. So I'll leave you in suspense until next year.
We will look forward to it. Jeffrey Deaver, always a pleasure to talk with you and exciting to read you. Thanks for visiting with us.
Oh, thank you, Barbara. You have a good day now.
You too. I've been talking with Jeffrey Deaver about his latest Lincoln Rhyme novel, which is titled The Cutting Edge. For more information, you can go to wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.
Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me. They can stimulate and tease me. And undress it.